rock, oats, or anything like that.
Well, now you said, Tim, you had a kind of swamp land. Is that overgrown or is that open? Does that have trees in it or not?
Well, it's kind of down in the swamp, like, and it will be growed up. It'll get a lot of timber in there and be so thick you can't hardly walk in it, but it's swamp land.
But can swamp land not have any trees?
No, it's got to be. The trees will grow on that swamp land because it's wet, you see, and it's got the. Then it never gets too dry for nothing like that for woods to grow under, make an undergrowth.
Well, what would you have to do to swamp land to make it so you could farm it?
You'd have to ditch it off and drain it off to where you could drain all that and cut that timber back and hit and make good. The first year it'd make grow good stuff.
So if somebody was doing that, you'd say they are
clearing the woods.
But
they're clearing the swamp or they're clearing the woods, either one.
But a word like draining, you'd say.
Like draining that swamp land where they can work it.
Oh, yeah. And what do you call that thing you dig to drain it out with?
Ditch drainer.
Now a ditch. Now is that big enough to float a small balloon?
Now, some of them's not. No, that won't float. They just dig a ditch long enough to take care of all the water that falls in the field. That's the reason you can't have a fish pond around it. If you poison anything for these bugs and things, it drains in and kills your fish.
Have you ever seen a kind of drainage ditch that's big enough to have a little boat float on it?
I've seen them where they've got them cut through them tunnels, but now I don't.
What would you call that?
I'd call them a ditch cut through there to drain all that water out.
Even though it's real big and you can
put it in right down here, is that way?
Oh, yes, it goes through town, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So you call that?
A ditch, that's what they call it. It goes slam through from the heart. Back when we all in the heart of town on the back wheel back there.
Oh, yes, sir. I didn't realize it went that far. I just crossed over it in one or two places.
Well, that's right. It just goes right on down. It's right down there. It just goes right on down. And sometimes it, you see, it's higher than my head.
Oh,
deep,
really?
That deep. It's, you're higher than I am, and every bit you couldn't see the top of your head in it.
Mm,
when you're standing down in it, and there's water in that ditch all the time.
Well, don't you fall in there.
Oh, I ain't gonna get down there and fall in that thing. I know it's down there. I let the other fella get in that.
Ma'am?
I let the other fella get in that. But that's where they go down there and dig for fish bait in the summer. And that ditch bait.
Well, tell me then, what do you call just a regular place where water runs like that?
I call it a branch or a creek.
Now, what's the difference in a branch and a creek?
Well, now some creeks is bigger than the others, and the little old branch is just a little small stream running down there. But it's growed up in bushes, can't be no washer not down there.
So a creek is bigger than a branch?
Yeah.
And you ever been to see a little place where the ocean, where the tides, the water goes in and then goes out with the tide?
Yeah. What did you know he killed the grass and washed the dirt there when it does?
Oh, really?
Down York West Bay it does.
Well, now, what would you call a place like that?
I'd call it a tunnel that comes out from the bay. That's what they call them down there.
A tunnel?
Just a tunnel of water, you see. You can just go there and fish, or you can go in there with your boat.
Oh, yes, sir.
And it's bigger than this here from, you know, that.
It's not covered over, is it?
No, it's not covered over. It's open, and it, them saltwater fish comes in there, and you can catch them things, but I don't love them. I'll go down there, and I catch three or four.